Taking a look at the Alabama auctions the week ending August 28th, total receipts estimated in the state was $20,500, which included board sales, compared to $22,071 last week, which included board sales. And a year ago on this week, we had 17,286. Compared with last week, slaughter cows sold steady. Slaughter bulls sold steady to $2 higher. Replacement cows and pairs steady to $50 per head higher. Feeder classes sold steady to $2 higher. Taking a look at our slaughter classes, these are cows, breakers 75 to 80% lean at 55 to 60. Boners 80 to 85% lean, 55 to 59, with high yields up to 64. Lean cows 85 to 90% lean and weighing over 900 pounds at 50 to 55. Bull gill grade 1 and 2 weighing over 1,500 pounds brought 67 to 72 with high yields up to 76. On our feeder classes, these are medium and large ones. Our steers 3 to 400 pounds brought 133 to 150, 4 to 500 pound steers at 117 to 133, 5 to 600 pounds at 111 to 117. Bulls, same weight and grade, about 103 to 115. 6 to 700 pound steers, 105 to 113. The bulls, same weight and grade, 98 to 107. 7 to 800 pound steers, 99 to 107, with the bulls bringing 95 to 98. These are heifers, medium and large ones, 3 to 400 pounds at 113 to 123, 4 to 500 pounds, 106 to 116, 5 to 600 pound heifers, 102 to 109, 6 to 700 pound heifers, 97 to 104, and a heavy heifers, 7 to 800 pounds at 92 to 97. These are replacement cows, medium and large number twos, bred cows 4 months along or better, brought $650 to $1,000 per head. Our pairs, these are medium and large twos with calves under 300 pounds by the side, brought $850 to $1,225 per pair. For the Alabama Department of Agriculture, Ron Sparks, Commissioner, USDA Livestock Market News Service, this is Tommy Davis reporting.